Okay, okay, settle down. Y'all know what we're here for.
Satire.
He has a box full of tricks.
I mean, you're a web-surfing, page-linking maniac.
That we're gonna play for the listening audience.
He's crazy!
He's been waiting for this.
If I could say something to people that would get into your heads, I ask that you would listen to this and say,
punishment will follow.
And what it's doing and will do to our children will not go away.
But it's a lot of fun.
So I challenge you to heed what you're gonna hear in this.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Someone's trying to bust my wheels.
Never mind your wheels. What about my head?
I shall kill you and cut off your head.
Johnny Mathis.
Had no head.
What you need is some
fructose, lactose, glucose, dextrose.
Then I'll take them all.
And no more of those fancy grenades.
This is a very explosive move.
Reflects the satanic verse number one.
All right, what's number two?
Never take the elevator.
And report sick yourself when you get there, man.
What's that supposed to mean? I don't get it.
And at last, a funny-looking old gentleman engaged her and took her home to his house.
And they're having sex.
You don't want me having sex.
Not until I've had my coffee.
He told her that he had something to teach her, for that in his house, he had his own names for things.
And what would you call this?
Pointing to his
penis.
The bull, a dick, the fuzz.
Wait, tell me what they call these?
Two juice boxes or containers with a cover to simulate heat loss.
What does it all mean, Ted?
My testicles.
You must find them both for me.
Take your pick.
But this one's stuck.
Then it must be removed and washed.
It popped right out again.
Put it away.
It's just a bunch of garbage.
What you call a garbage man?
Hi, I'm Eric Estrada.
He smiled and said,
smoking in bed is safe.
I'll do it now.
It's fun.
Set your bed on fire with a lit cigarette.
According to the fire captain, he was telling us that in his 18 years of experience, this is the first time he's seen something like this, so
try it soon. And remember,
they could fall asleep and start a fire.
Well, I certainly hope so.
This is the fire chief.
He was to be cast into a furnace of burning fire.
If you see something unusual before or after a fire,
sprinkle chips over the top.
Fire drills should also be done
in the nude.
At church, for example.
Tell the men of the church.
Running around nude.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
This guy hasn't been laid in 10 years.
I'm holding this thing in my hands. We move the left hand very slightly. We make a slight adjustment on our grip.
He's masturbating.
You may have heard stories about how masturbation is harmful.
And we can talk about the dangers of that.
It sways dangerously with your weight.
With the tendons directly over the shaft.
So he must be especially careful of them.
And what do you call these? Said he, pointing to his pantaloons.
Two balls.
You must call them squibs and crackers. And what would you call her? Pointing to the cat.
Oh, lovely pussy. Oh, pussy, my love. What a beautiful pussy you are, you are, you are. What a beautiful pussy you are.
Here's another big pussy.
Hello there. I'm George Putnam.
And I'm Judy O'Day.
You must call her White-Face Simony.
George, you're no help at all.
Emily's dad had it right when he said,
everything is not okay.
Emily's not a baby anymore.
And you've grown a pair of antlers.
You can see the fur
all over her face.
That's being grown up, too.
It's safer to sleep with your
friends, children with their parents and grandparents, all together.
Having sex.
All of us can have more fun as we learn
the subject of incest, in spite of its terrible toll of human suffering.
Because this is the only way of being sure that that community is going to be safe.
Always leave cigarette butts safe.
Add water and stir it up like this. Then ask your mother to bake them.
But more than that, she keeps them clean.
Wash your hands, your penis, and the surrounding skin and hair thoroughly with soap and water.
And blood.
If you want blood,
buy two bottles and get
a shot glass of whiskey.
In front of a liquor store, Kevin prayed.
And God blessed them and said to them,
I should like you to become my bride.
And we want you to remember that all of this hour's records are dedicated to this month's June brides.
They're corrupt and immoral.
Just like your own family.
Let me kill them all for you as they deserve.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
He'd like just one good hand.
To get the job done.
Everyone's job performance is going to be linked to how well we use these machines.
The fucking machine!
Do you think you would like to learn to work with your hands and with machines?
Yeah, I will, of course, sure.
Destroy the machine.
Smash! And rip
the Constitution
and ruin
the
party.
Soon the party will be over and she'll return to the heterosexual world.
Well, it was about here that we decided to forget the whole thing and go home.
Keep in mind that no one has ever handled your horse's feet.
I've had it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, off you go, my boy.